Hi, is this Blake?
This is.
Hey, Blake. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
So far so good. It's been a busy morning, but I got the coffee going. It's always good. It's Friday.
There you go. I haven't had any coffee or any energy drinks yet.
Oh, man.
I'm running on fumes.
Yeah, you got to have it. I have to make sure I get a little water in first. That's the problem. Otherwise, I'll spend my morning in the bathroom.
Yep.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Oh, great job. I really don't have any questions. Well, I guess I have one question. I was working on a bid. It's Google Pay-Per-Clicks, right?
No. This one is Google Places. So it's those three guys that show up next to the map. The pay-per-click guys are at the very top. It says sponsored next to it.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'd be one of the top three recommended local companies. Because pay-per-click guys that do Google Ads, they could be anywhere, and then they could put their ad anywhere.
I got you. Understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe down the line you do something like that, but it ends up being really expensive, so I don't recommend starting out with that. You actually have to have a verified Google business profile anyway before you could do a Google Ads campaign, so you're going to kind of need this as like your starting point before you can branch out into those kind of campaigns.
Okay.
Yeah, but some business owners find that that's all they need. You know, most of them actually don't really need to do Google Ads. They just keep it within 30, 40 miles of their home or their business location, and they usually do pretty well with that.
Yep.
Yeah, you're in a pretty good area. Do you do any kind of, like, snow removal?
No, I don't really snow down here any.
Yeah? Okay.
I mean, if it did, heck yeah, I'll be out there plowing some snow.
Yeah, well, it's saying here, like, just because of the season, you know, it's asking me to double check on every business owner that we talked to today throughout the state of Georgia if they provide snow removal. It's kind of odd. Okay. So lawn care and landscaping. I'm just trying to get an idea on what you can expect if you're to move forward. There's a system that we have called Google Analytics that just lets us see what people are searching. So it looks like lawn care and landscaping have 1,812 searches within 40 miles of you in the last 30 days. That's two keywords, though, lawn care and landscaping. We've listed you for about 15 different ones. So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,800 phone calls or anything like that, but that's a good number.
That's less than what I get a day right now. I'm an area manager with an assembly company, and I've got about 85 to 90 stores.
Oh, wow.
All the way from Augusta, Athens, Metro Atlanta, all the way up to South Carolina line.
Wow. Okay.
I'm doing the bare minimum right now with this company.
Okay. I got you.
I'm technically not supposed to be involved with anything else, but I've got a small network of other small businesses that I kind of have my hands involved in. I've always done that.
You could outsource it if you need to, or subcontract it out.
Yep. And, you know, one of the businesses I'm involved in is PPF and ceramic coating cars.
Mm-hmm.
It does very well. Pretty much anything auto related.
Nice.
So
I love cars.
Nice little car. Yeah, I'm ready to just, I hate to do this company dirty, but it's not worth it. I've put 100,000 miles on my truck in 8 months.
Yeah, well, I think that's just kind of like a coming-of-age thing for us men, you know. You get to a point where you go, okay, I could do this. I don't need to make somebody else money, you know, and we start doing our own thing, figuring it out. Yeah, I think that's just kind of a natural evolution, but this is a great opportunity to get the lawn care and landscaping business running to its maximum capacity. I mean, 90% of the time when people search on Google, they're picking from the first page. So, I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of clients, there's really not a consistent flow of clients in your market, right? It's just what everybody uses, right? Some of the guys that are up there right now are like Grassroots Tree and Turf Care. I don't know if Tara went over some of these with you. or like Top Turf.
Yep, I know those guys.
Yeah,
Top Turf, I know those guys.
On average, they're getting
Hamptons up there?
Hamptons. I don't see them in the top three right now. So maybe they were running their ad in the past and then they stopped it because, like, we don't delete the Google business profile and everything, and you'll still be findable. You just won't be on the first page if you leave it later. But if I click on this more businesses and I scroll down, I actually don't see them at all. You said Hamptons?
Yeah, H-A-M.
Yeah, I know, the Hamptons, you know, that's like a popular name, but no, I don't see them, not in the Ackworth area.
That's wild, my next door neighbor.
Oh.
He's always creeping in on my territory.
Oh.
Hampton Landscaping Service.
Yeah, no, I don't see him. I can actually look and see if he's got a Google business profile. He's your next door neighbor?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be seeing your name everywhere every time he looks for landscaping. That's for darn sure. But yeah, his business is actually pretty new, according to Google anyway. He's only at 6 5-star reviews.
How many?
Six. And yeah, Hamptons Landscaping Services. This got to be it. I even put in Ackworth, Georgia, 770-714-9853 phone number. Yeah, he doesn't even have a website. It says he's servicing like Kennesaw, Marietta area.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. No, the guy doesn't even have a website, only 5 Google reviews. I mean, not going to be a competition for you if you're doing a Google Places placement with us as a Google partner. You know, you'll probably get 6 reviews in like the first 2-3 weeks easily. You know, they say only about 25% of the people that you work with actually write a review. So, he's probably
had
it.
Yeah, I'm struggling with that right now. I've done a ton of jobs. I'm like, hey, go write a review, please.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like want to give them 10% discount just to take time. And
yeah, we have a little app where it sends them like a live link to the Google business profile. And that way they can just type it, you know, hit the star rating button and just type out a little review and submit it from their mobile device. The problem is when you tell people, hey, go write the review, if they go to pull it up on their phone, they got to find you first, you know. Right now, if they look up your business name, you know, it's, you got various different things popping up, but you don't have any kind of Google business profile or anything like that. So that's usually the best route, but they also have to be logged into their email. A lot of times there's verified reviews where it has to be traceable back to the person writing the review, especially if it's like something really bad. So if they're not automatically logged into that email on their PC, it just kind of creates all these loops and then they're like, forget about it. You know, I'm not going to jump through, log into this. So having the app and being able to send it to them that way is great because, you know, you have to be logged into like an iCloud or a Gmail if you have an iPhone or an Android already. So they don't have to go through that. They could literally just tap the star rating, write something out real quick, hit submit. And so we do a really good job of gathering those reviews for you. And then if we don't notice a response, there's an automated message that comes out 72 hours after the first one if they didn't respond to the first one. So it kind of like auto follows up with them until it kind of gets something. And then they'll be like, all right, whatever, here, stop sending this message. Let's put a star rating or something, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but
what's all this cost?
Right. So the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have the availability in the first place. It's not so much the pricing, but when I look at guys like Grassroots, for example, they're on what's called the Platinum Package Bundle. So it's a bundle of services that they have, like a website, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, they're on the first page of Bing even. So they're really covering all their bases. I think that would be ideal for you. especially if we're going to like put you in a position to leave some of the stuff that you're doing now and kind of lower your overhead, maybe like leave the Home Advisor pay per lead service or Angie's. So, you know, what I was thinking I could do is normally that package is $499. I was thinking I could cut it in half for you if you wanted to come on board with us today as part of a new in business credit. Could drop it down to just $249 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. All right.
That'll put you light years in front of Hamptons already because, you know, he doesn't even have the website. You'll have a full-blown custom website design. You'll be Google verified. He's not even Google verified yet.
Let me check something real quick. Can you take credit card?
Yeah. Yeah, we can. Usually we recommend like a business account, but we could do personal and send a business invoice receipt with the business name on it. We just want to make sure that you're eligible for the write-off. Google advertising is a business expense, so you guys are usually able to just write it off and get it back.
Right. Right. All right, well, give me card numbers as soon as we go through.
Okay. Give me 1 second first here, Blake. I got to create your Google business profile. And then we'll submit this to Google, and then I'll send you the verification form too right now. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for McKenzie Hardscape and Design LLC. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. 404-431-1646.
Yep.
All right. I'm guessing the last name is McKenzie, just like the business name.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's your email address where I could send a receipt and everything in writing?
Blake, B-L-A-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, M-A-C, 45@gmail.com.
All right. And then what's your business street address where I could send a postcard in the mail? It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there.
Yep, so it's going to be 4102.
Okay.
Beverly Place. Ackworth.
Got it. 30101.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you want me to hide the street address for you?
Say that again?
Do you want me to hide the street address for you?
Yeah, I think so. That'd be good. I don't want people knowing where I live.
Yeah, it'll still say Ackworth, GA, and then it'll have the 30101, but I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions and hide the street address. Okay. And then what are your hours of operation for the business?
Just regular, like 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
I work on the weekends.
Okay. So we'll go Monday through Sunday?
Yep.
Okay. Submit.
Can't be sleeping on the money.
Yeah. I mean, if it calls, you could always schedule it out, too. So might as well have it open for as many calls as possible. Just tell them, hey, I'll get to you on Monday. I'm booked. All right.
Yep.
Now I could take the billing information.
All right. So it's going to be the same address. The card number is 4266.
4266.
Yep. 8414.
8414.
5498.
5498.
0077.
0077. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
227.
Oh, 227. And then 3-digit code on the back.
802.
Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with or you don't understand, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
McKenzie Hardscape and Design.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Gregory B. McKenzie, CEO, owner-operator.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you just provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Blake, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have. That's fine. We're not telling you you have to cancel anything. But after today, if you're going to add anything online, we want you to give us a heads up so we can make sure you're not like paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 1st of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure, so when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to auto-renew each month on the first day, but it's going to remain in this discounted price of just $249 for as long as you're with us. Okay, so that's never going to go back up or change on you. And then there's no, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month either. So it's literally just that one-time payment, $249. There's nothing extra. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due, or, like, before the first of the month, so that way we could stop it from automatically billing you. And that's it.
Right.
And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When I process the payment for the placement, it's going to send you an automated text and email. There's actually three of them that are going to come through. One's going to be a full outline of the service agreement in writing. You have to sign off on that. There's another one that's going to be your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. You want to keep that information. That'll help you keep track of everything we're bringing in for you across all platforms. And then there's also a Google verification form. Probably the single most important part of this is getting your business Google verified, because once the company's verified, it exists on Google for people to actually see and write reviews, like, forever. You won't have to redo the verification unless you, like, move or want to delete it, but, you know, it's a long-term branding benefit to you. Well, actually, it's not going to come through. So it says the transaction has been declined.
Okay. All right. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
And move some money. I'll give you another card. I'm waiting on the payment to post on that account.
Okay. No worries. I just got to actually have to add the website to the profile anyway, because it was set up for Google and the rest of the bundle, but my site's missing usually from this pricing structure. They're telling me not to give you the website for free, but I already am. All right.
Give me just a second.
Take your time. Take your time. I got some stuff I got to do tier two, and I got to notate your account, and we actually got to schedule a client interview time as well.
Okay. All right. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to call my wife real quick.
Okay.
All right, I'm moving some money around.
Okay, no worries. While we're waiting for that, let's schedule your client interview. So client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. The agenda for the call is mainly to go over like the keywords and services that you want to be listed for and the area that you want to target, as well as like pick your brain on how you want the website to look and further customize the profile. Like I said, usually 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
Really, whenever.
Whenever? Okay.
We could do it. Can we do it now? I get a payment to go through?
Well, yeah, we definitely got to get the payment to go through. Otherwise, they won't even go grab, like, the domain for your site and, you know, the Google verification form. You got to make sure that gets sent out and that you're actually getting that spot. So I could schedule it, though. So I need to notate it at least, too. So I would need probably about 30 minutes or so. So we want to do it at the top of the next hour, like noon?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it. It's going to be with a client interview technician, too. It's actually a separate department. I could send you my direct number and extension. That way, if you still want to go through me and maybe you don't like them, that's totally fine. But it actually happens a lot.
You're pretty cool. You're a cool dude.
Yeah, I try to be. I try to be. But, you know, you can't be a boss and be nice all the time either, you know?
Nope. You get walked all over.
Yeah. And then when I go home, I get walked all over by my kids. So it's kind of a full circle moment.
My youngest daughter right now, she's in a phase of not wanting anything to do with me.
Yeah. That's maybe the hormones just starting to work, you know? My oldest is like that. He's about 6, and he's starting to get a little like, I could do it myself, you know?
I got a 3-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old. Oh, God, a 12-year-old. They're actually both about this. The youngest is just turned 3, and the oldest is about to turn 13.
Oh, okay. My youngest is 3.5, and the oldest is 6. I got 2 boys. And I had a blast with my youngest son last night. It was awesome. And took him through the neighborhood because I'd never taken him trick-or-treating. I just didn't want to scare him. So I always would just go out with my oldest son. But last night I took them both out by myself and left my wife there. She wanted to just pass out candy. And it was great, man. My youngest, I got the crap scared out of him. This guy had a Michael Myers mask and like a fake chainsaw. And he popped out on my boy. He dropped all his candy. He was about to pee himself. It was hilarious. I got it all on video. It was great.
That's amazing. One time I was trick-or-treating. So I'm from Dallas, Texas, and trick-or-treating, the same thing happened to me. That guy chased me all the way back to my house with a candy saw. Just, we didn't have a chain on. Dude, you could probably almost traumatize me, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's why I never took him out. And, you know, there were some ladies yelling at me like, oh, you're horrible, because I kind of set him up for it. Like, I saw the guy, but I just kind of kept walking over there like, come on, buddy, you know. Yeah.
Set him up. Well,
that was his first time being scared. But it was funny because all his candy hit the floor, and he didn't even care to run away anymore. Like, he got scared, and then he saw the candy on the ground, and he was like, oh, I'm going to risk my life to make sure I get my candy.
Wow.
It was funny. Yeah, it was funny. It was a good time. I was like, wow, this is way more fun than I thought it was going to be. He handled it
well.
Where
do you live?
Southern California. Out? Yeah, we're in Orange County in Newport Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Really nice area. Yeah, it was
Is it a Google building?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't miss it. It's right on the side of the 405. If you've ever been out here, it's a big old Google building, like right off the side of the freeway.
Yeah. So I used to be an account manager, sales rep, and I had Home Depot supply for a little bit. And I was having to fly out to California twice a month for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to do that sometimes in the Bay Area because they have another headquarters in Mountain View. That's like the main Google headquarters, and then they have a San Francisco one. But they comp everything. But I do have to go in there about once every 2 weeks. So it's okay, though. John Wayne's like right here, and they comp everything. So it's just like, you know, I could literally leave the car at the office, walk over to the airport, and be in San Francisco in like an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Francisco's wild.
Yeah, it's okay. The planes have been getting better, too. They got Starlink on a lot of the airplanes now, so you can access the computer and the internet while you're in the airplane. Pretty nice.
You do it for free?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all free. You can just hook up to it when you get on the plane. So it's like I could just work on my laptop as if, you know, I could send guys. Like, we have guys that are in graphic design. I could have them start working on your site while I'm flying over there.
That's wild.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's a good time.
There's all my guys right now walking the parking lot.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I could do it anywhere. It happens a lot, though. My wife kind of hates it. Like, we're out dinner, and then it's like the notifications will come through my phone. It'll come through my laptop. It doesn't matter, and I'm kind of like a work nut, but it pays for the whole shebang. That's what I tell her. So she's like, all right, whatever. Somebody's got to pay for that steak.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for card number?
Yes, sir.
This one, I believe. So that's my AARP. That's the other account. All right, this is coming from my debit account, checking account.
Okay. Let me delete the old one. Okay, I'm ready for you.
All right. It is 5275.
5275.
1900.
1900.
2965.
2965.
3017.
3017. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
7/26.
7/26. And then 3-digit code on the back?
403.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to try to reprocess this since you already did the voice verification. And then I see if get these dang messages to come through so I can get you Google verified. Do you have any kind of, like, license or insurance, business registration?
So I have an EIN number.
Okay, perfect.
I'm waiting on it to come in. I haven't had time to sit down since my day job just keeps you ran ragged. So one of the, my network of small businesses, I'm going, with him today. We're going to the bank. We're going to set up a business account and, it's going to help me find my EIN. Mm-hmm. I have the email though saying the business is active. It's, you know, LLC.
Yeah. I was going to say, usually when you get that email, they usually have the number in there. Just as a confirmation, and then you get the actual paperwork is what comes in the mail.
So he said they don't send anything to you anymore. So they go, .gov, there it is. Business formation.
Well, you have time. So basically the reason I was asking is because we'll knock out this client interview, right? And that'll help us set it up. But you're about to receive the Google verification form. And if over the weekend you can kind of fill that out and send in what you have, like locate it, fill it out as best you can. At the bottom, it lets you know, or at the bottom of the Google verification form, if you're missing anything where Google can't verify you, then we'll go to step three, which I will literally hop on the phone with a Google rep and we'll video call you and we'll just verify it over the phone if we have to.
Okay.
Okay. And so we're right here. So we just go over there across the street and we sit down and push it through.
I've been doing this for almost 20 years. Maybe a little bit over.
Wow. A lot of my best friends do hardscape and landscaping, actually. Like, some of my best buddies from, like, high school football. We're, like, 32 and 33 now. But, yeah, they do really well out here.
I skipped 122 days in my senior year to work. I was at one point, I had almost 300,000 cash in my bedroom.
That's funny.
I was, like,
you know,
17, 18 years old.
One of them went viral. His name's Bob Frisch. They have a company called Frisch and Sons out here. And he went viral on social media because he had started, like, posting his messages from his bad clients. Like, oh, could I, can you guys start the work and then I'll give you the check at the end of the week? And he's like, no, you know, or like he says something like off stuff.
Yeah.
And he basically just turns it into a meme and then posts it. So he has like a whole page of just like clients throughout the year. And it's like a viral page. Like a lot of contractors know it. And it's just like funny. You have these like humorous responses to people asking you to do dumb stuff. Like, yeah, it's funny.
Wild.
Yeah, it's wild. It's crazy what people ask you to do, though, when you're in hardscaping and landscape design, you know? Like, oh, yeah, go ahead and do this. It's like, yeah. I always tell my clients, basically I learned from him, is, you know, you get half up front if you can or put it in thirds, you know, but
yep.
Don't ever...
I got fifth on the job. Actually,
yeah.
Why I started creating an LLC, so I mean, I can't file a lien on the guy's house.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, see,
that's
the kind of stuff that I learned from him. 40 grand? Ugh. I feel like there's people out there that look for that, you know? They're like, oh, let me hire this new company. Maybe they don't have their stuff yet. You know what I mean? They're like crooked. Like, oh, maybe I could get them to end up doing all this stuff for free and putting you in a bad spot, you know? It's messed up.
They'll call me like, hey, you need to come. I want you to come to my house and do this. Like, nah, I need the money for the 3 jobs ago.
Yeah.
So.
We don't let that happen to our Google Verified guys. That's why we have you send that stuff in. And then it says Google Verified right on it. So it's like the people that are calling you, no, they can't pull any fast ones on you. It's traceable back to them.
Yeah, so.
You know what I mean? And it's documented. So.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a real hard time fighting a lawyer if you lawyered up. We have all that information. They'll even have the phone calls in your tracking system so you could, like, hear the conversation of you talking to them. As you're going through the process of the jobs and stuff, that helps you a lot too. You just go into your tracking system like, nope, you said this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's always good. Double cover your end. Now, are you getting these messages? That's what I'm just trying to confirm. Those are coming through.
Oh, yeah. I got,
let's see.
Log into your account. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's my invoice.
Yep. Yeah, so there'll be a link in there attached to the invoice where it'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And then you'll have everything documented right there, Blake. So it'll have all the products and features in that $4.99 package that we have on our site is going to be right here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to obviously be at the discounted pricing structure, $249. And then it outlines that that's your month-to-month price and then the cancellation policy. So that way you have it all there. Not that I plan on leaving anytime soon, but don't want you to rely on what I'm saying on the call. Everything is just right there in black and white, and you have that forever. And then outside of the terms and conditions, you should have that Google verification form too. That one starts out as a Local Splash, and then it says, Blake, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require some additional information to proceed further. And then there's a little link in there. That's the form that I was talking about.
I agree.
Okay.
With Peter.
Yeah, and your username and password looks like it's in there too. Now we have it says that 877 number that we're only available Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. That's for my department. But we have 24/7 customer service as a company. So you could call in at any time. You dial the same number. You just hit extension 1. There's always a live operator available to you, even if it's after hours.
Okay, cool. So I signed in. Says
mm-hmm.
We're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Yeah, we got to get you Google verified, do a client interview. So you're not going to see much in there, but it's good that you logged into it. There's actually an app that you'll be able to download, too. They'll send you an email for the app and a little YouTube video to show you how to use it.
Please reply to the email we just sent to fill out the form here. All right.
Yep. Yeah, it's for Google verification. It seems like a lot, but it's pretty easy. I just wanted to make sure you knew how to get to it. You don't have to fill it all out right now. I know you probably have other things. Well, I don't know. If you're not busy, fill it out. But as long as we could have it done by, like, Monday.
Yeah, it'll all be done by the end of the day.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to waste time on it because the sooner we get that done, the sooner we can get you up and running and actually in position to make money. And all of our services are month to month, so we kind of rush through the setup, and we want you guys getting calls yeah. right away. So that way we're not relying on you to take out money constantly to keep yourself up there. We want it to be self-sufficient. So.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. That leads to the best results yeah. for us long-term.
Yeah, honestly, I'll probably cancel Angie's.
You probably will. I wouldn't do it right away. I mean, the Facebook stuff gets up and running pretty fast, so you start seeing some traffic from Facebook. Maybe give it a little bit of time to get it all up and running and get a flow going. And then once you have that, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't think you'd see a value in paying for those leads anymore when you're getting live calls from people. You know, their leads go to like four or five guys and they're charging you for them even when you don't get them. It's like they're setting you up to fail and then they're going to run your payment.
All right, so what else do you need from me?
That's basically it. So I just got to notate this account here to make sure they're all set for the client interview, and then we'll circle back with you between 12 and 1 to knock out the client interview here in about 50 minutes.
Okay. All right, cool. That'll work.
All right. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you could always text me at that 877 number too, and you could always call in
okay.
too. Like I said, we have 24/7 customer service. So I'll basically walk you through it, make sure you understand everything, and then once I see you got the hang of it, I'll kind of back off and let you do your thing.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. Hey, what did you say your name was again?
My name's John. I'm the director here. Last name's Phil, though. There are other Johns. Yeah.
All right, cool. It was a pleasure working with you, John. I appreciate everything.
Yeah.
If I have any questions, I'll reach out to Tara or you.
Yeah, I'll be touching base with you from time to time, too. Like maybe like once a month, just to kind of see what's going on and how you're doing, if you want to make any changes. Just get some feedback.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right, that'll work.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Look out for our call here in about an hour, though, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.